for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Incoming House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says Republican congressional candidate Mark Harris will not be sworn in on January 3rd when the new Congress is seated. Hoyer says the fact Harris's victory has not been certified due to legitimate claims of election tampering is the reason why.
This is in a court case that's continuing to go on to determine what happened and what effect it had on the election. My own view is we probably ought to redo the general election.
The House is the judge of the elections of its members and the final arbiter of its contests. Authorities in Missouri are questioning a suspect after a deadly shooting in a home in St. Charles City early today that left four dead. Cops got into a gunfight with the suspect before he ran off. Lieutenant Tom Wilkerson is the spokesman for the St. Charles Police Department.
The suspect fled on foot from his vehicle from the scene while officers were returning fire.
The suspect was caught over 7 hours later at a convenience store. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.